Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter O'Hara coming to you from Northern Virginia, right next door to our lovely nation's capital. And this is History Mystery Boo for the week of February 19th, 2011. Last week's question was, what two generals were murdered during the American Civil War? The answer really depends on how you interpret the word murder, of course. Discounting assorted friendly fire incidents and one duel I could mention, I could only find two incidents of bona fide homicide during the American Civil War. The first, and certainly the most famous, was Major General Earl Van Dorn, Confederate Army, U.S. Military Academy graduate, 1842, Mexican-American War veteran. He was very active in command in the Western Theater, and was killed by a certain Dr. Peters, May 7, 1863. Dr. Peters alleged that Van Dorn had, quote, violated the sanctity of his home, unquote. Apparently, Mrs. Peters had visited Van Dorn's headquarters many times, staying quite late into the evening. This didn't sit well with Dr. Peters, and he shot poor Earl right in the head. Candidate number two, William Bull Nelson, was a United States Navy officer and later a Union general in the American Civil War, who commanded the Army of Kentucky. He holds the unique distinction of being the only naval officer to achieve the rank of Major General on either side of the Civil War. He was shot and killed by a fellow Union general with the improbable name of Jefferson C. Davis during an argument in 1862. In both cases, the perpetrators of the crime managed to pretty much walk away scot-free. And a big shout-out to Mr. Richard Berg, famous game designer, and Mr. David Fox, famous prognosticator, for guessing Van Dorn and Nelson correctly, respectively. We got absolutely zero responses on Twitter, but we did get two or three on Facebook. Ain't social media grand. Thank you for your answers, gentlemen. You win. Well, pretty much nothing but smug satisfaction. And now for next week's question. Sergeant Alvin York was a pacifist and Quaker from Pall Mall, Tennessee. During the Meuse-Argonne Offensive of World War I, he received the Medal of Honor for leading an attack on a German machine gun nest armed only with his trusty infantry rifle. He took 32 machine guns, killed 28 soldiers, and captured 132 others. Our question this week is pretty easy, or it should be easy. What rifle was Alvin York using when he charged that machine gun nest? It's a trickier question than you might think, and we may have to grade on a curve on this one, but get your answers Twitter-fied to Hist Mist Boo on Twitter. That's HistMystBoo on Twitter.com. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for the answer.